before we closed it. And people from around the world would come to us hoping that we could do things that nobody else could do to help them. And generally we could. So we had a head of state who was our patient. No, it was not the Queen of England. And no, we will not tell you who it was because she deserves privacy too. So one day, this very pleasant, chatty lady said, "You know, it's almost time for the great culling, C-U-L-L-I-N-G, the great culling to begin." I said, "What? What are you talking about?" She said, "You know, the culling of the useless eaters." And I said, "The what?" Because I had heard of things like the Trilateral Commission and the Illuminati, but I had never heard the term useless eaters. I said, "Who are the useless eaters?" She said, "Everyone who is consuming our non-renewable natural resources." And I said, always the splinter under the fingernail of the establishment, I said, "Did it ever occur to you that you are consuming the non-renewable resources of those people?" And she said, "No, I never thought about it like that." I said, "Well, think about it." She said, "That's interesting, but I don't believe it." I said, "Well, who are you?" She said, "We are the neo-aristocrats. We are the people at the top of the pyramid. Around us will be our servants, and around them our technicians, and we only need 10% of the population." And I said to myself, "This lady is truly bonkers. I don't care what throne she sits on, she's a nut job." And I went and did some research. And I discovered, yes, she is crazy, but so are all the people in her world who believe precisely the same thing. Since 1974, the World Health Organization, not your friend, the World Health Organization has had a commission to develop and deploy vaccinations to permanently end the fertility of the women who receive the vaccines. And they were convicted in the Philippines of involuntarily sterilizing more than 3 million women there. No one knows how many women they sterilized. In Africa, the smallpox eradication program involuntarily was designed in writing, and I have the documents, to, and I quote, "eliminate 150 million excess sub-Saharan Africans." That's just one small part of it. The H1N1 vaccine with squalene, designed to create permanent irreversible infertility, which is why pregnant women and children all over the world were supposed to get it first. This is real. This is ongoing.